Hello. Welcome to Rocket, our special bonus episode. Woo-hoo. For members only.
Woo-hoo.
Yeah, this isn't a show for the riffraff. This isn't a show for them. You pay us hard dollars to listen and support the show. This is a show for you, dear listener. I'm Brianna Wu. I am the executive director of Rebellion. I'm joined here today with Christina Warren, senior cloud developer advocate at Microsoft. How are you doing, Christina?
I'm good. I am recording this from the floor of my parents' house while I am
literally
taking a break.
Literally on the floor. Yeah.
I could be in my mom's office, which would be smarter, on her desk, but this was just easier. So the mic is on the floor, on the carpet. I'm on the floor on my stomach. There's a baby downstairs who is very cute, and I'm doing great.
Awesome. I'm also joined with Simone de Rochefort, who I believe I'm going to promote right now to editor-in-chief of Polygon.com.
I agree.
Oh, this is amazing. Thank you so much.
Yes, we're happy to have you here.
I'm so honored.
Senior video producer at Polygon. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I did a trivia game last night with my friends, so I feel like I'm pretty confident about my performance today.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Well, so let's tell you all what's going to go on today. So I wanted to throw together, Rocket, if nothing else, it's a show about friendship. So I wanted to have a little bit of a contest and find out, is Christina a better friend to Simone, or is Simone a better friend to Christina? Who knows each other better?
Oh, man.
It's like that classic Friends episode, right?
Yes. Oh my God, that's the best Friends episode ever.
Yeah. It's so good. So we're having that here. Friendships are going to be ruined. This could be the last episode of the show ever. And just to really set the stakes, we don't skimp on the gifts here on Rocket. So we're competing today. The winner of this contest is going to walk away with Xena Warrior Princess Season 1 and 2 on VHS. Simone,
oh my God.
How are you feeling about that? Are you excited?
I'm excited for the possibility that I could need to figure out how to play a VHS tape.
It'll be a good experience. What about you, Christina? Are you excited about that?
I'm excited about the possibility that I will have to watch Xena Warrior Princess.
Right.
And also that I will need to figure out, I think I have a VCR somewhere, but that's also going to be a challenge. I'm excited about the possibility. I'm also going to be honest. I'm usually really confident in these games. I am nervous about this. Both
Honestly,
for two reasons.
I am too.
I'm like nervous, and it's two things. One, I hate losing, but the bigger thing is like I love Simone so much, and I don't want to be like out of it as a bad friend.
Oh no. I've got so many weird quirks and hobbies. I don't think that you not knowing them will be a problem, Christina. But will you judge me?
No. Likewise, I'm not a horse girl. I'm a little more choosy than you are, I guess. But I have some weird stuff too. So yeah.
Well, let's start with the crimes.
Uh-oh.
Let's just get right into it. So Simone, question one. And by the way,
I am
the judge here. I will appropriate points as I see fit. This isn't just about you answering the question correctly. This is about you explaining your answer and your logic here. So question one, Simone, what secret is Christina currently keeping from her mother? Is it A, she stole $80 from the counter to buy a CD-ROM burner to make good music from Napster? Two, she slept with a girl, even though she thinks her mom would be fine with it. Or C, spray-painted a cemetery on Halloween to win a bet in high school?
Oh, gosh. This is very difficult. I feel like the CD burner one is a red herring. Because I think, I don't know, having $80 lying on the counter doesn't make sense to me. However, Christina stealing money to buy a CD burner, that's so on brand for her. But that's why I think it's a fake out.
Okay.
Likewise, I can't really see Christina with the spray paint. So I think I'm going to have to go with option B, just because I know Christina's mom is a lovely Southern lady. and that we love her very much, but that we also don't share everything in common. And that's okay.
Christina, is Simone correct?
She is correct. She is correct. Again, I think my mom would be fine with it. But we haven't talked about that. Like, that's just like not something that's come up. I'm feeling like maybe in a couple of years, it'll just like come up in conversation. And I'm just going to be like, yeah, so, you know, I used to date women. And she'll be like, oh, okay. But yeah, no, we've never had those conversations. And you're exactly right about the red herring. A, $80 on the counter, that wouldn't be uncommon, but I wouldn't steal that. Like, I would steal, instead what I would do is I would sign up for Columbia House accounts in the dog's name. And then ultimately they would have to pay for, you know, the CDs after, you know, because you get like 10 CDs for a penny or whatever. And then they send you like these monthly things. And then you wind up owing them a couple hundred dollars. And they wound up having to pay for that. So that would be how I would steal money from them. And then, you know, find a way to use the zip drive to download my MP3s from Napster. But
Thank you for explaining your process for committing crimes. That will be very helpful in court.
I was going to say, yep.
All right, Christina, this one is for you.
All right.
What is Simone's favorite dinosaur of all time? Is it A, velociraptors because they hunt in packs and are so cool and edgy? Is it Parasaurolophus because they look extremely cool and in the Dinotopia books they could make beautiful music? Or is it C, Quetzalcoatlus,
because do you want me Simone to say the dinosaur names
could ride on one? Yes, please pronounce these correctly.
Parasaurolophus is the second one and Quetzalcoatlus is the third one.
Okay.
You nailed Velociraptor. Oh, I know you've seen Jurassic Park.
Okay, so this is really hard for me because like my instinct says to go Velociraptor because I feel like I know the answer to this one and I feel like Simone has expressed her love for the Velociraptor before. But the fact that she can say the names of the other two give me pause.
Something of a giveaway. Yeah.
Dinotopia came out in like 2000. So Simone would have been like 10. So 10 or 11. So that would make sense. I'm going to go with the third one because I do feel like she would like to ride something because she is a horse girl.
Okay. That answer is, Simone, is that answer correct or incorrect?
It is incorrect.
Yep. What was the answer?
I will give you, because your reasoning there was very sound, I will give you 2 points for that, Christina. Mm-hmm.
And I will say, all of those dinosaurs, I did own them as imaginary pets when I was in grade school. Dinotopia, the book, came out in 1992 when I was 2 years old. So I had both of the first two books in that series when I was a kid. I had a Parasaurolophus, who was like green and purple. I had a Quetzalcoatlus that I could fly on. And I had 99 velociraptors that I did teach to dance ballet. So you're not wrong, but the Parasaurolophus was my favorite one.
Okay, yeah. I should have gone with my instinct on that
you
one.
You fool.
Okay.
You absolute fool.
I total fool.
All right. Question number 3. Simone, please tell me right now.
Oh.
What is Christina's favorite dessert of all time? Is it A, Butterfinger cookie dough cake bars? B, mint white chocolate mousse cake? Or is it C, Oreo cheesecake?
I'm so glad this is multiple choice, first of all. But even so, it is very hard. I'm eliminating mint. And the reason is, I know that's a controversial flavor. Like, some people just really, really don't like it. Maybe Christina's one
mint
of those people.
It's white mint chocolate, just to be clear.
White mint chocolate, jeez. Oh, yeah, that does sound like... I'm going to go with the Oreo cheesecake, though, just because that sounds decadent and kind of in line with the other sort of decadent fast food-ish adjacent items that I know Christina loves to eat. Although the Butterfinger fits that criteria as well, but I'm still going with my first instinct, which is the Oreo cheesecake.
Christina, is that answer correct?
That is correct.
Yes!
That is correct. Although, although now that I hear about the Butterfinger like cookie dough bars, I'm like, actually, that might be my new favorite. But no, Oreo cheesecake, ideally from the Cheesecake Factory, because I'm that choosy. And the mint, I wouldn't have a problem with. It's the white chocolate that, like, hell no. So very good job.
I'm filing this away from my memories.
By the way, it's hard to come up with fake answers because I'm sitting there.
You're
I'm
so
like,
good.
What would be a real answer here? What would sound real? So
this, honestly, especially I'm so impressed with you.
When we get to round two, I spent way too much time on this. Okay. Christina, you're down a bit. Simone's got 10 points. You've only got two.
I know.
So I need to hear a really good answer on this one. If Simone could star in any movie or TV show, what would it be? Would it be 1, Assassin's Creed Syndicate as Evie Fry? Would it be 2, Wicked Step-Parent in a Disney movie? Or would it be 3, Siobhan's Untrustworthy Friend on Succession Season 3?
Oh my God, this is all so good. I feel like Assassin's Creed is a red herring. The Wicked Stepmother on a Disney show would be fantastic, but I'm going to go with Siobhan's friend on Succession Season 3.
All right. Simone, is that correct?
Brianna? That is such a good fake answer. It is incorrect, Christina. However, just because it's only incorrect because I hadn't thought of it. And now it is what I want. I think maybe Brianna gets like 10 points for that.
I was going to say,
a really good guess.
I will give you 3 points for impeccable logic on that because I think that is fantastic. So, all right. So it's 10 to 5.
All right. Well, all right. What was the answer?
The answer was Wicked Step-Parent.
Okay. Yeah. See,
got that face, you know?
No, you are. And you'd be perfect at that. But honestly, yeah. See, I think what we're learning here is that Brie knows us better than
That is true.
Yeah.
You are correct about that.
All right. All right. Now it is time for question number 5. Simone, what is Christina's most frequently used emoji and why?
Oh, no.
Is it the eye roll? Is it the fire emoji? Or is it the poop emoji?
Oh, dear. I think that it is the fire emoji because Christina is always getting lit or looking at super lit products online and saying, oh, look at these Yeezys. Fire emoji. I want these. Ah, a Fire Fest t-shirt. Ah, fire emoji. I want that. Yes. And I'm going to stop justifying my answer there and say that's it.
Is that correct, Christina?
Fire. And I'm so mad that you're getting this right because I'm so behind, but I'm also like really, I love this. Yep. That is correct.
Is my logic correct?
Yeah, it's pretty much that. It's either I'm being lit or I'm, you know, lighting somebody else. So definitely like things being fire, like for stuff I buy, but also a lot of times like I'm being roasted or I'm roasting other people.
Oh,
so yeah,
that's so
totally.
True. That's so true.
All right. So I'm going to give you 4 points for that because I think that was a pretty easy one and we want to keep the game competitive. So Christina, exact same question for you. What is Simone's most used emoji? Is it the eggplant? Is it the double exclamation mark emoji? Or is it the cry laugh emoji?
I think it's the cry laugh emoji because she's both sad and happy about the state of the world and things that are happening. The eggplant would be good, but like Simone's not a big pick type of person. Like it's just, I don't know. Like my friend Sarah is really into the eggplant and also like whatever the equivalent is for the vag. We use tacos. I don't know. But like some of my friends are really into like the sexual emojis. Simone's not one of them. The double exclamation point, like that's a good one. But I'm going to go with the cry laugh emoji because you got to cry and laugh at everything.
Simone, is that correct?
You are correct. Woo! Yay! Right, you did it.
I'm going to give you 5 points for that one. It's now 14 to 10. Very close game. Excellent. Anyone could still win this. Now it is time.
Yeah, I could throw away my lead right now.
Yeah, yeah. Well, this is where it gets really hard. This is where it gets really hard. So round two, this is the point where I'm going to give you a tweet, an alleged tweet by the other person. And you have to tell me, is this a true tweet or is this a tweet I just made up myself?
Oh my God, this is so good.
Okay. Simone, first question for you. Is this a Christina tweet?
Oh, gosh.
Quote, as I've said before, the old logos, they f*** so hard, !
Yes, that's a real Christina tweet.
What, can I explain your thought process there?
I just feel like, my thought process is I have a faint memory, and maybe it's when I'm fabricating, of reading this tweet. And tech companies are changing their logos all the time. And I know that Christina has a particular fondness for nostalgic logos and products and things. So it feels very true to her character that she would say these logos, they f*** so hard.
Yep. Christina, is that a real tweet by you? You may not even remember, actually.
No, I do remember. This is absolutely a real tweet. And the context is it was for one of the Microsoft logos. And funny story, someone fairly high up at the company, I was not in trouble, but wanted to ask and make sure, because the tweet went sort of viral, wanted to make sure that me saying that something was good. And I was like, oh, no, this is very good. He was just a little bit confused about whether it was a good or bad thing. I was like, no, this is a very good thing.
You had to have a whole call with HR. So, like,
yeah, no, fortunately, didn't go that deep. Like, but like again, I wasn't in trouble. He just wanted to be sure. Also, someone at a competitor, a VP at a competitor tech company, that's like his favorite tweet of all time.
That's
like
funny.
I got DMs from people like about that tweet. So yeah, that's a real one. It's about the Microsoft logo, not the one that looks like the Metallica logo, but the one that has
with the lines. Like,
yeah. And there's like an O that has kind of like draws through it or whatever. It's a good logo. It's really good. And yeah. And anyway, it's for real. It so hard.
Awesome. Okay. I'm going to give you 4 points for that because that is very good. So Christina.
Yep.
Here we go. Is this a real Simone de Rochefort tweet? Quote, I wish my Cassandra were hornier because Olsibaldis is a bisexual icon and I want to take him to Pound Town. End quote.
I mean, this seems like this would be.
Or am I trying to trick you?
Yeah, I was going to say, like, this definitely seems like something that Simone would say, but I don't know if Simone would use the term Pound Town in a tweet. I'm going to say it's not real, even though I feel like it should be real, but I'm going to say it's not real.
Simone, is this a real tweet of yours?
I think it is.
Yes. Yes, it is a real tweet.
Damn it.
I'm sorry, but well thought through, Christina. I'm going to give you 2 points.
I thought you were trying to trick me because I was like,
yes.
Because I was, what also confused me is I'm pretty sure we had a conversation about this. And so I was trying to remember, I was like, did you say this on Twitter or did you say this on the pod?
I think it was both. We definitely did talk about it on the podcast, but I do remember tweeting about this in a very faint sense. And this is
That's
why
amazing.
You should delete your old tweets.
Probably.
All right, Simone.
Uh-oh.
Is this a real Christina tweet or is it not? Or did I just make this up? Snitch tag to me about The Bachelor and you're dead to me and dead to society.
Ooh. I don't think this is real.
Please explain.
My logic is I don't think Christina is above watching The Bachelor. I think she's probably watched it. However, I feel like it would have come up more in our conversations, and the conversations I've seen her having about snitch tagging are mostly about Swifties and other music fandom situations. I have not seen her in my memory tweet about The Bachelor like within the last year or so. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I don't read enough Christina tweets.
Okay.
Oh no, I definitely tweet about The Bachelor, yeah. But
oh no.
But I don't think that's a real tweet.
That is not a real tweet. But I can only give you partial credit for that because you're so wrong about the rationale you're known for is tweeting about The Bachelor.
I was going to say the rationale is completely off. But yeah, and honestly,
the rationale was so wrong. When do you tweet about The Bachelor?
Well, it hasn't happened as much lately, but like for years, like people know that they have to mute my Bachelor tweets because I live tweet The Bachelor.
Wow. Okay.
All right, Christina. Is this a real Simone tweet? Quote, Scotland isn't real.
yeah, I think that's a real tweet.
Explain your logic, please.
My rationale there is I think just Simone would just want to piss off a lot of people. Because that just seems like the ultimate troll tweet. Like, that seems like the sort of tweet you send out that's just kind of flippant, and you're not realizing that you're about to, like, bring on, like, the Scots who are just about to, like, inundate you with madness.
Simone, is that a real tweet of yours, do you believe?
I am looking it up right now. I don't think it is.
It's not.
God damn it. I'm losing so hard. I'm such a bad friend.
She actually said that about England, believe it or not.
That's what it was. I knew that there was some country that she said wasn't real. All right. Damn it. All right. Oh, well.
Do you remember why I said England isn't real?
No, there was no context for it.
Oh, no.
Whatsoever. I just saw that. I was like, yeah, because it's harder to find snarky tweets of yours.
What's wrong with me?
Tweets of Christina.
I was gonna say this is what's difficult for me. I'm like, Simone's so much less of a poster than I am. Like,
all right, Simone, yes. absolutely dominating. 21-12. Is this a real Christina tweet? Please, quote. You know what? I stand by Squirtle being the cutest starter. Period.
I think I do. I think that is a real tweet. I don't know that I have a rationale for it. And I would say if I'm wrong, it's probably because you are tricking me into naming the wrong Pokemon. There's something about the phrasing of it that feels very Christina to me. That's like a little bit both playful and confrontational. Playfully confrontational is what I would say is Christina's part of Christina's Twitter brand. So that sounds like it could be a real tweet to me. If I'm wrong, it's because of the Pokemon named.
Okay. Christina, is that a real tweet of yours?
I don't know. I think it is. Like, again, this sounds like something I would tweet. I think, Simone, you nailed my brand, playful confrontation. If it wasn't a real tweet, it should be, because I think he is the cutest starter, hands down. So
that
I think
so. That
is a
real Christina tweet?
Yes!
4 points to Simone.
Jesus.
Wow.
25-12. I'm getting my ass kicked. Final round. I gotta come up.
It's we got a couple more of these. So you can still come back. Here we go. Christina Warren, is this a real Simone tweet? Glad to see a tribute finally to the most underrated horse of all time. I wish I were kidding. No punctuation, no capitalization, just all those words in a row.
Is it quote tweeting an image of anything or?
Nope.
Yeah, I think that's real, but I don't. The only reason that I would think that it would need to be like in response or in context or something. The context here, I'm not getting, but like that does totally seem like a Simone tweet, to be honest, especially with the punctuation stuff. Like that seems edgy, but funny, and it's horse content. Watch me be wrong, because that's just going to be the title of this episode, Christina is wrong. but yeah, I'm going to go with real on that one.
Simone, do you think that's one of your tweets?
I know it is because I just found it through Twitter advanced search. So what this is part of a thread about The Silver Brumby, the 1993 film starring Russell Crowe. The tweet, I had just found the full movie on YouTube. And amazing. Then I found a tribute video to the Brolga, who is the evil stallion from the film.
Oh,
he's played by a gray Andalusian, and he's very beautiful. I linked that video. And then I said, the Brolga is to horse girls as Scar from The Lion King is to me, a horse girl, but also someone who had a crush on Scar. And then I replied to that saying, stop tweeting.
All right, but this is good news. This is good news. Christina, you're within striking distance now. It is 25 okay. to 17. So you could still have a comeback. You could still have a comeback. All right, Simone, is this a real Christina tweet or not? Quote, just realized I have 47 hours of vacation I need to take before the end of the year, period. Whoops, period.
God. I know the context is real. Again, the question is, was it 47 hours or was it more than 47 hours? It was more. I think it was more. I think this is... watch me throw away my lead because I am going out on a limb here. This is not a real tweet. This was a real situation, but I think she had more vacation hours or days or possibly weeks of vacation that she needed to take. So this is not a real tweet.
Christina, is that a real tweet of yours?
I don't even know. I think that it is, but I honestly also could be swayed by Simone's argument and that it might have been more hours. I don't remember.
It was... double that.
Yes!
Double that. How could you think that you would only have 47 hours of vacation saved up? That's just not believable.
This is true.
So
I like man of war, not handicapped, running the Kentucky Derby.
Wow. Yeah, no, I mean, yeah. Hands down, like, you're getting props for that because I didn't even remember, like, how many hours I had. And I was like, you know what? That's a good argument. Like, I think I probably did have more hours that I had to take. I didn't even remember.
I gotta give you the full 5 points for that.
Absolutely.
That
100%. Was bow down to impressive. That. You knew it better than I did. So, yeah, full 5 points for that.
Oh, goodness.
All right, Simone, I need an answer to this question right now.
Oh, wait, me or Christina?
Oh, sorry, Christina.
It's me.
I need
yes.
an answer to this question right now. Is this a real Simone tweet or is it not? Quote, does it ever f*** you up that we can't talk to fish? We know they're thinking things, but we don't know what, period. Why, period.
Yeah, I think that's, I mean, it does f*** me up to think that we can't talk to fish. And I feel like Simone would want to talk to fish. I feel like Simone would want to talk to a lot of the animals. But at the same time, there's something. Am I allowed to ask for when this tweet was allegedly sent?
I don't know offhand. I'm sorry.
Okay. I think that is a real tweet.
I think that is a real tweet. Simone, is that a real tweet of yours?
I don't think this is a real tweet.
It is not a real tweet.
Damn it.
In fact, Simone was advocating for time travel in a different tweet and wanted to time travel. Yeah, just adapted this.
Wow. Okay. So clever.
Does not want to talk to fish. So I can't believably replicate your thinking. It's just, I can't. The punctuation and the flow of it—it's art, and I just—it
is art. And I was actually, yeah. You know what? This is—I need—I'm losing so hard here because I keep going against my instincts. Because my instincts were like the punctuation's not right. She wouldn't end a question with a period.
No, the punctuation's correct. I'm looking at the tweet right now. Does it ever show up that we can't time travel? We know places and times exist, but we can't go there. Why? October 14th, 2020. I don't remember what I was doing. Oh, I was talking about Assassin's Creed.
Oh. Well, yeah. So Simone,
right.
Once again, just dominating me. She's just literally running me over. This is great.
All right. Very final round. This is an easy one. I hope that both of you were studying up this week in preparation for this contest with so much on the line, a Xena Warrior Princess VHS set. So this is just based on stuff y'all have talked about this week. It's a single question. This is going to be worth 15 points.
Oh, geez. Oh, geez.
And there's no multiple choice here, so the stakes are high. Simone, what filthy rapper is Christina playing for her nephew this week?
Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. I just read this. Is it Lil Jon?
Christina, is it Lil Jon?
Ah, skeet, 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 skeet. Ah, skeet, skeet. Goddamn. Goddamn. Yes. Yeah, it is.
Yes, yes, yes.
Simone with an absolutely brutal 45 points here. Christina.
There's no way I can win, but I can at least try
eliminated,
to.
But you can show.
I'm absolutely eliminated. I'm already searching for a VCR for you on eBay to play your Xena Warrior Princess. So, yeah.
Unbelievable.
So, Christina, please tell me what video game Simone is streaming on Polygon this week.
Is it Dallas Stakes?
I'm sorry.
I don't know.
Nope.
I remember seeing a steak icon, but I have no idea what you're streaming this week. I've been deep in baby stuff, but I have no clue. Would it be Blazeball?
Simone, is it Blazeball?
A fair guess. However, Blazeball is off season right now. We streamed Resident Evil Village yesterday.
Oh, yeah, obviously. Duh.
Which surprised me, because if you can't watch the MTV version of Scream, how can you play Resident Evil Village? That's a legitimately scary game.
I'm watching Pat play it. It creates a different scenario.
All right.
It's good, though.
Well, thank you all for playing. Simone, you are now the proud owner of Xena Warrior Princess on VHS. Christina, what are you going to do differently next time we do this show? How are you going to come back next time?
I'm going to read more of Simone's tweets. That's number one. I'm going to be more up on that. I'm actually mad that I didn't get the Resident Evil question, because if I thought more about that, I just remembered seeing something today from and I don't even think it's a game. I just remembered seeing a steak thing that you tweeted. So that was my bad there. But I'm gonna read more of your tweets, and I'm gonna try to do a better job remembering your dinosaur obsessions.
I'm gonna pay attention when you tweet about The Bachelor.
Yeah, we will. But you ran away with it. You won. I am now looking for.
I destroyed you.
You destroyed me hardcore. And I'm genuinely right now, I have up eBay and I'm looking up VCRs so I can send you a VCR, because
but
this is this is my punishment.
Find a VCR that will work on HDMI. Because does your TV have
VHS or blah, blah, blah. Is there a small sexy VCR?
No.
Huh.
I mean, we could find a portable one. Those are going to be more expensive. No, here's the thing. You do have AV inputs on your TV, though, I'm sure. I'm sure you have at least one pair of audio video
Simone
inputs.
Dominated so much, we could just give it to her on iTunes.
Oh, you know what? Can I do that? Can I just gift it to her on iTunes? Because I already did that to Alex Kranz. All right, Simone, I'm going to gift you the whole series, because I did this to Alex Kranz last year.
Thank you.
And Alex, because it was on sale or something, and even if it's not on sale, I'll just pay the full price. I have Doge money.
I think we need to take a real moment to appreciate the true MVP, Brianna Wu, who can convincingly impersonate both of us and knows more about us than we know and about our tweet histories than we know about ourselves.
You know, I just wanted to do a fun show this year. I thought
this
it would
was
be
so
great.
Fun. And honestly, fun. Genuinely, you put so much work into this. This was amazing. I would not have been able, the work that you went into the recon on this, Yeah. Fantastic. Simone and I will talk offline about getting you some sort of special gift.
You don't have to do that. I'm going to Florida all next week.
I know you're going to Florida, but we'll take care of it for you. But yeah.
Awesome. So just remind all of our listeners, all of our shows here at Relay, we depend on your support. You can sign up to be a member at Relay today. We'll drop a link down there in the chat. Although you already know that because you couldn't listen to this if you weren't a Relay member. So thank you for supporting us. Thank you for supporting our network. And with that, this episode is terminated.
Terminated.
Terminated.